Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And yeah, the Oscars, it is Oscar time again. And Live with Kelly and Ryan returns to the Academy Awards stage for the ultimate after Oscar show. Want to find out all about this. Executive producer of Live with Kelly and Ryan, Michael Gelman, joins us here. Or just as he's known, just Gelman. It's just Gelman, isn't it?
Yeah, one name. I'm a one-name guy. Gelman is what it is.
Man, you had... Hey, listen, I'm a huge fan of the show, and you guys have... you have been a part of this show and the Regis version of this show for such a long time. How many years have you been there?
You know, I was actually there before Regis, and it's coming up. I'm just about to celebrate my 40th year.
Wow.
You know, and... because I'm only 45, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, as an executive producer, I know you kind of stay behind the scenes. You make all the things happen. Kelly and Ryan pull you into the conversation every once in a while. But these are the things I know about you. You're extremely fit. I'm pretty sure that you can stand on your hands. Is that true?
My hands and my head. One of my favorite shots is me doing a no-handed headstand. I've been doing yoga and fitness related things for about 35 years. And so I enjoy it, and it keeps me alive and it keeps me centered.
Now, are you also a vegan?
I am not. I happen to love red meat, unfortunately, but I am a very healthy eater, kind of protein based. And, I try to keep it as clean as possible, but I'm not. I do love vegetables, and I try to make that a big part of my diet.
Yeah, we're talking to Michael Gelman here on the National Defense, executive producer of Live with Kelly and Ryan, returning to the Academy Awards stage for the ultimate after Oscar show. That's always such a fun event to watch. And they get these celebrities right after they win the award. That's their first conversation, right?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So first I'm on the red carpet. I'll be with Carson Kressley and a crew, and we're getting everyone before they go in, and we're putting that whole package together. But then... Kelly and Ryan will be backstage with me and the producers and a crew right as they come out. And so they win the award, and then they walk backstage, and they're on cloud nine feeling great. And then we, you know, get them to talk to us for a bit. And so it's really exciting. They're so, you know, thrilled. And this is a dream come true for most of these people. And it's terrific to talk to all these movie stars back there. And then that ends up, you know, into a package on that after Oscar show. And then there's we try to book the live guests during the night once we know who the winners are. We've got Jason Mraz performing with a huge performance on stage.
Oh, wow.
That we, you know, rehearse him through the night with, dancers and roller skaters and pyrotechnics. And so that'll be exciting. And it's a show that is really big. And, you know, there's 2,000 people in the audience that we load in the middle of the night. And it brings a lot of excitement, but we never know what it's going to be until the morning of.
Yeah, and this is the first time here in a couple of years that they've actually been on site, because you've produced this bi-coastally for the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, I mean, COVID put a little wrench in our plans when you couldn't, really travel as freely and, fill the audience. So, yeah, we're really happy to be back and doing this big venue because it's not only the most exciting for us, but it's also our highest rated show of the year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can believe that. We're talking to executive producer Michael Gelman here on the National Defense Live with Kelly and Ryan. And now, I understand you started as an intern at WABC a long time ago, and that's kind of what led to your connecting with Regis and kind of the start of your career, right?
Yeah, it's been a good ride for me. I mean, most people, in television especially, or I'm sure the same as in radio, you know, you move around, you get jobs, you lose jobs, shows go on the air, they go off the air. But for me, you know, I was an intern in this little, office with this small staff on a local show. I worked my way up to, segment producer. I left to do another show for Regis on Lifetime Cable, the Regis Philbin show, which was a similar kind of talk show format. And then I came back as executive producer while we were still local. A year later, we took it syndicated, and that was over 35 years ago. So It's been, we've been number one for many years, and, we work hard trying to keep it fresh. And come up with new ideas. And, you know, the format has basically stayed the same. You know, the personalities have changed a little bit over the years, but, you know, we've got a great team and more changes are coming, and we're excited about all of it.
Yeah, I want to ask you about a couple of those changes, because I know when Ryan Seacrest joined the show, I wondered, I said, you know, how long will it take until Ryan gets under Gelman's skin? And it's finally happened and you're firing him.
Well, that's not exactly how it's played out.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, Ryan, you know, we were so happy to get him. And, you know, first we thought it was just going to be, you know, maybe a 3-year contract. It's gone longer and it's been great. And, you know, he's living a pretty busy lifestyle these days. And I think he wants to slow it down a bit. So we're going to give him a big goodbye and a big warm welcome to Mark Consuelos. And you know, Mark has co-hosted just dozens and dozens of times here. And the audience loves him and we love working with him. So, you know, it'll keep that whole familial, you know, concept of the show going. And this time it's not a faux husband and wife. It's a real husband and wife. We'll be hosting.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. And now over the years, you've seen everybody on that show, Gelman. And I mean, what kind, you have to get some grumpy guests that time of the morning, right?
You know, people are better than you would think. That doesn't mean that there aren't, you know, that there aren't people who are difficult,
right.
But it's not as often as you would think. A lot of people, they get the drill. You know, you have them on too, I'm sure. Is that, look, half the work on doing a movie or a TV show is not just doing it; it's actually promoting it.
Sure.
And so they know, you know, that we're, you know, a friendly place. We're here to have fun. We're not here to gotcha. We're not here to give them a hard time. And so we want to go out and have a good time, and so do they. And so that usually is the way it goes. But it is kind of cool that, you know, you have, we've been around for so long that there are so many, like, they were former child stars, you know, who I had on when they were kids, you know, and now,
right,
even years later, these people are married and have their own kids. And so you get to kind of check in with, you know, these celebs, even though it's maybe for, you know, 10 minutes, but it's, let's say, twice a year you see someone, you know, for the last, you know, 30 years, and all of a sudden it's like an old friend, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you say all that, but I can't wait to read your book when you write your book. hey, listen, thank you so much for the time, Mike. And by the way, our audience is comprised of mainly active duty military veterans and their families. Love to have Kelly and or Ryan come on sometime and speak to the troops. That'd be fantastic.
Oh, that would. Okay, well, listen, I appreciate all they do for our country. And I appreciate you for, you know, giving them this show every day.
Thank you so much, man. Great luck at the Oscars. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.